change it again, and then in about six, seven guesses, he'll go, yeah, I got it.
The worry is, was it Friday I wrote that down?
Yes.
I can't remember what I wrote down.
You can't.
I remember what you wrote down.
Do you?
James, do you remember what you wrote down?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you say?
Chris, I think it is nothing but thieves.
There you go.
Oh, did I write that down?
Yeah, no, you didn't. The £25,000 box game returns tomorrow. Try and get on it, and you could be winning money just like James.
Yeah, thank you. The Chris Moyles Show.
Chris Moyles Show. With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go. Radio
X. I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
When your deodorant has been reduced to a tiny whisper and tries to tell you,
I'm running on empty. I don't have much left to give.
No need to worry. Your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut-off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
So, close your eyes. Picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Boylesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, I've got TJ's terrific Tuesday topical top 10. Today, play your miserable names right. Plus, someone will win a holiday to Nice.
Nice
for someone on the 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Grab a tasty Greggs deal and buy yourself some time. Then your lunchtime doesn't have to be all about lunch. You could squeeze in a little time or some time. Maybe some time. Even some time. Right now for lunch, it's roast chicken and bacon club baguette and any drink from only £3.95 time. Greggs, bag some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Hey,
Don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or looked down on. Just do your best.
Just do your best.
Do everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
Oh, there, cowboy. That song sure was a banger. I'm ready for another if you are. This is the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X.
Took a bite out of Mountain Range. Thought my teeth would break the mountain dead. Let's go, I wanna go all the way to the horizon. Took a drink out of the ocean and treading water there before I drown. Let's dive, I wanna dive to the bottom of the ocean. Took a ride, I took a ride. I wouldn't go there without you. Let's take a ride, we'll take a ride. I wouldn't leave here without you. I am a mountain, I am the sea. You can't take that away from me. I am a mountain, I am the sea. You can't take that away from me. You tear us apart with all the things you don't like. You can't understand that I won't leave till we're finished here. And then you'll find out where it all went wrong. I wrote a note to the jungle and they wrote me back, but I was never crowned king of the jungle song. There's an end to my horizon. I took a ride, I took a ride. I wouldn't go there without you. Let's take a ride, we'll take a ride. I wouldn't leave here without you. I am a mountain, I am the sea. You can't take that away from me. I am a mountain, I am the sea. You tear us apart with all the things you don't like. You can't understand that I won't leave till we're finished here. And then you'll find out where it all went wrong.
The great Biffy Clyro, Mon the Biff, as we like to say, and that is Mountains at Radio X. Now, it's 20 to 9. Let's do something we do every single year that you've probably all forgotten about, but it's loads of fun, and it's all to do with flags and Glastonbury. Oh, what is it?
The Chris Miles Show.
It's 22 days to Glastonbury, well, till the gates open up at Glastonbury. And we have been doing Radio X Chris Moyle Show flags. This is a feature that we started when, Dom?
Now, I'm going to say 5 years ago.
2019.
Okay, 6 years ago. Wowzers.
And The idea came about because there's always flags at Glastonbury, always yes. lots of random flags, stuff to do with bands, stuff to do with football teams, a couple of silly little flags. And we realised that there's not a series of flags. There's not a collective of flags.
No.
So we said, if you're going to Glastonbury, would you like to carry a Radio X flag? And so that's what we did. And then it was a big hit. And then obviously there was COVID in 2020. So I think we did it again in 21, did we? Or 22? We certainly did it last year.
21, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, it was back in 22.
So basically, we have made lots of flags. And if you are going to Glastonbury this year, would you like to be a flag bearer? Now, I'm going to be honest. It is a poison chalice. What you get is a massive flag and a flag pole to attach the flag to. This really helps if you're not going on your own. Although there was a guy that went the other year on his own and he had a great time. In fact, a video of him went viral.
Yes, he was.
As he was staggering through Glastonbury holding our flag yep. that we yeah. gave him, absolutely battered drunk.
He's messaged me. I think he is going.
Oh, wow.
He was the victim of his own enthusiasm.
He went a little bit too hard on day one.
He did a little, yeah.
But they're quite cumbersome, these flags, because they're quite big. They will be bigger than you think they are. However, once you have them, especially if there's a group of you going, when you walk around or you stood there watching a band and your flag is flying high, people will come up to you and go, hey, you've got the whatever flag. Oh, Radio X, Chris Moyles, hey. You'll make friends and then you'll also bump into other people with a Radio X flag. And then every year we always pick one set for the weekend and we yeah. try and get every single flag bearer together in a row. And it looks brilliant on telly. We know that some of the people at the BBC really don't like it. We know other people that involved anonymously secretly love it.
Some of the cameramen really like it.
Yep.
I joined them at Coldplay last year with the flag bearers and it was unreal.
Mm.
Such a fun way to watch a gig.
What did we do?
To get everyone together.
Did we do Nothing But Thieves? No, who did we do?
Last year.
Yeah. I think it was Nothing But Thieves.
Well, it was Coldplay on Saturday night and then he did Nothing But Thieves on the Sunday afternoon.
That was yes. it. Yeah, I did Sunday afternoon because I was side of stage for Coldplay, but I wasn't. I absolutely wasn't. In fact, I was right at the very back. Also, a little bit drunk.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So.
Yeah, we need to work out what's on the flags because we need to send them to print soon.
So, yeah, when is that? Like a week's time or something?
In a week, yeah.
Right.
So, we need your flag ideas and then we'll vote on which ones we get made up. What are we going to, how many are we going to do? Nine?
Yeah.
Nine flags.
Okay. Now,
one flag that has remained...
Every year, yes.
Every single year is a flag with a photograph of Dominic Byrne.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And we changed it a couple of years ago. It was a flag that just had your face.
Yes.
And the Radio X logo. These are all green, by the way, with white lettering, so they really stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did that for a couple of years, and then we did your face with the word Dom in big letters.
That's it.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, that stays. And I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Because it's Dom's face. It just says the word Dom. If somebody sees that, they're like, oh, well, it's Dom from the Chris Moyles Show. If they don't listen to this show, they at least look at it and know that's somebody called Dom.
Exactly. And also, I'm not going to Glastonbury again this year. So
You go every year.
I kind of need to... Exactly.
I camped near you last year.
I was enjoying Liam Gallagher a couple of years ago at Glastonbury and I wasn't there.
But here's the other thing as well. Because we've got four Dom flags that we've already sent out over the last few years, in theory, there could be five Dominic Byrne flags at Glastonbury for 2025.
A cacophony of Doms. Yeah.
That's right.
They've all changed slightly over the years.
Yeah,
Do we change this slightly this year? So, do we put a little tiny bowler hat on Dom's head just to vary it up?
Hmm. I'd go with a classic bald.
Classic.
Or we could add some letters to it. So underneath Dom, you could put a little heart emoji.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
And then underneath that, the word boobs.
No, you don't have to do
that's
the
good.
Boobs. You don't. They say you're not allowed to do that. the Glastonbury right. Pee Wee.
Because nudes.
Or again, it's
Louis.
It's a swear word. Rude words. They just dumb, I think, is what everyone's saying.
Love so, Mags.
Are we saying that we definitely have to have a dom flag?
Definitely a dom.
Oh, I need to be going, yeah. I need to be going, because I'm not going.
That's yeah, fine. Tradition is tradition. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Now, other flags. So I'll tell you what the first ones were. There was a flag that said absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Which is from our show.
Mm-hmm.
That happened for 2 years, and then it got changed to absolutely flagtastic.
That's right, yeah.
Yes.
And then that got dropped last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, we also had a flag which tickled me that just said ban the flags.
That was good.
That was year one and year two, and then we dropped it. Choo-choo Glastonbury.
Mm-hmm.
Dom's face. This was for Glastonbury 2019. We had a flag that said Glasto 2018.
That's it.
We had a flag that said Help, I'm Stuck. That lasted for a couple of years. We had I Don't Like Chris Moyle, Sorry, which has lasted every year,
yes.
Actually. So the Dom and I Don't Like Chris Moyle, Sorry.
Yeah.
We had one, which I think was your idea, Dom, that just said, I hope that was beer.
Yes. I do like that one. Something along those sort of lines again is good, I think.
And milk lemonade.
Yeah.
Then we had a flag that said the word toilets.
Good.
We had a flag that said sample text here.
I like that one.
That's very nice as well, wasn't it?
We had a phone number. We had Glasto 2020. And then we have certain ones that are only applicable that year. So, yeah. For example, we've done one, like a Guns N' Roses one and a Churn-Ups one, that was Foo Fighters.
We love Sir Paul McKenna.
Yeah.
When McCartney was playing, that was a good one.
So, absolutely flagtastic. Coachella is rubbish. My arms are killing me. Don't let the flag go down on me was for Elton John.
That's lovely.
VIP area. Now, was that...
I like that one.
Was that Andy?
That was Andy.
Was that Drunk Andy?
That was Drunk
Andy. Oh, that was Drunk Andy.
Yeah. Rosie had a Hello Daddy flag.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has anyone seen this child with a picture of James Robinson?
Yeah, James has featured a bit as well.
And
yeah.
Oasis surprise gig 3 p.m.
That's quite funny.
And
that's
then last year was Cheeky Little Wizard with a photograph of James as a wizard.
That was lovely.
And Lee carrying around that couldn't have been happier.
Yeah.
He loved that.
He was too good at that. We should probably not have
Gary Barlow saying, this is my idea of a very nice day out. Keep off the grass, which is clever.
Yeah.
Conga starts here with an arrow pointing down.
Very good.
Help, I have vexophobia. Now, for those of you who can't work out the gag, vexophobia is a fear of flags.
Yes.
And then we had one flag that just said the word flag. Now, that amuses me. I like that. Mm. So, what do we go for? If you have any suggestions, 83936 on the text, or you can WhatsApp us 0330 33 33 100, 0330 33 33 100, from anywhere in the world. This is what I say. I say Dom stays.
Yes. Yeah.
I say Don't Like Chris Moyle. Sorry.
Stays.
Yes.
James.
In some capacity.
Photo.
Yeah.
In some capacity stays.
Definitely.
Any others? Any other classics that people want to keep?
So what's that? Three there.
Toilets.
I did like the sample text one, but do we take it up a bit classier? You know, we have the Latin.
Latin. We just had a text saying similar.
Have we?
Yeah.
Can we have that Lorem Ipsum or whatever it is?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to write Latin down there.
Because we're, like, becoming more refined.
Does anybody want to keep something along the lines of Help, I'm Stuck, or Ban the Flags, or just or Flag, or Toilets?
Toilets is nice.
Like, VIP area and toilets. That sort of gag I really like.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about VIP toilets?
VIP toilets.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Dom loves Cap Dag. Pass it on.
Well, I don't think that, you know.
How about a picture of Dom with Mayor of Cap Dag written next to it?
Right.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Now, what about Brownhaven? Can Brownhaven feature in any way? this year?
I don't know. I don't think...
How about the water's brown?
Yeah, it's all gone brown.
Visit Brownhaven.
Yeah. Or an upside-down Oompa Loompa in the harbour in Whitehaven.
Too much.
The text messages are going nuts. We're going to have to go through these with a fine-tooth comb. A flag that says the people behind me can't see.
Mm-hmm.
It's a flag, actually, Derek.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, now, didn't we talk about that doing that last year?
Didn't somebody else do that last year? I have a feeling that sounds familiar. As in just some random bloke, I think, turned up with one, didn't he?
We want our friend back with a picture of Pippa.
Oh, yeah.
Many people are saying that.
Yeah.
Now, we wouldn't need her permission either because we'd just take a picture taken on the Chris Miles show.
Absolutely.
So lots of people coming in about lots of flag ideas about Pippa. Oh, my God, the texts are going absolutely nuts.
What about Run, He's Got a Flag? Or is that too niche?
That's niche.
That's a bit niche, isn't it? With two twins.
I like it, though.
Two twins.
Oh, where's that? What page is that? I'll never find it.
Proclaimers. Picture of the Proclaimers with Run, He's Got a Flag. Because they're twins.
I see.
It's a bit... No, it doesn't really work, does it?
Who's playing this year?
Flaggy May.
Flaggy May for Flaggy Rod Stewart.
That's good.
Come on.
That's
good.
Who's that? Well done.
Now, does it need a photo of Rod?
I think so.
You could put Rod on there.
Could we not have a photo of Rod Hull, though? Because that would be nice. I know he's no longer with us, but that would be nice, wouldn't it? Picture Rod Hull. Roddy May, or whatever.
A picture of dead Rod Hull.
Well, okay, let's pick a Rod who's alive.
Right.
Doesn't have to be.
Go on.
Rod Stewart.
Okay. Rod Stewart.
So it'll be...
Ran, he's got a
flag.
With the Proclaimers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Run, he's got a flag.
Run, he's got... Okay. All right. Flaggy. All right, now, here's what we'll do. This flag is taller than Toby Tarrant.
Yes, that's nice.
Cap flag.
That works.
Cap flag's good, but
it's quite niche.
Yeah,
James, really?
As you dress as a wizard, James.
Flaggy May makes sense. Anyone
Flaggy May
see
is nice.
That and it makes sense.
Yeah. You say it makes sense, but not everybody gets all these flags.
Yeah.
Now, one year, in fact, it was last year, we had a VR code.
Yes.
QR code,
right. My VR code. Yeah, and it gave you VR eyesight. And I think, was it a Rickroll in the end?
It was a Rickroll. Mm. I do like that.
I like that idea.
Nice.
Imagine using all your data at Glastonbury to scan it and then go, oh, it was, God.
Actually.
They'd find that hilarious. They'd love
that. That got a lot of views, that, because I could track it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Could we reach out to Rick Astley and get a video of Rick Astley going... Hi, it's Rick Astley here. You having a good time at Glastonbury? Cool.
Let's try it.
Why not?
We could ask him to do that.
Picture of Chelsea saying, I'm chained to a radiator. Is that
yes,
too niche?
That's no, good, that's, yeah.
No,
something about radiators in there, James.
We can't probably do that.
Right.
I feel like we've brought back the pass it on joke nicely. We could do a pass it on.
That's nice.
We could do a pass it on gag.
Yeah. I like that.
Dom loves nudes, pass it on.
It doesn't have to be. I mean, it's lots of different pass it on.
I stole this flag, pass it on.
Yeah, I stole this flag, pass it on.
Something's rubbish, pass it on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, there's something in that, isn't there, the pass it on thing?
Because we had a Coachella's rubbish before, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was nice.
We've played, we've ticked a lot of boxes, and some of these ideas are brilliant.
Hmm.
But here's the beauty for me is there'll be people going to Glastonbury this year who have been previously a flag bearer for us. Yeah. So I love the idea of Dom Flag meeting Dom Flag at Glastonbury.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it is a bit of a community, isn't it, the flag bearers? Yeah. And it's a commitment.
Do we know if Rosie's going to Glastonbury?
I don't know. I haven't heard from Rosie, actually.
I'd be amazed if she's not. She'll always find a way in.
One of our original carriers.
Am I saying that Crackers Rosie... had the Hello Daddy flag, but she also brought her dad to Glastonbury.
That's right.
Yes.
I think she did, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
I don't think she's recovered from last year yet.
She struggled last year to get a ticket, but did manage to get one, didn't she?
I think she sneaked in a barrel of cider or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Anyway, we just had so many messages that we'll go through these with a fine tooth comb, and then maybe tomorrow we'll read out some of our favourite suggestions, and then we'll, because we've got to get the ball rolling on this.
Yeah.
Because it's literally 3 weeks away or something.
It is, yeah.
So many.
So James is saying about a week's time is the cutoff, isn't it?
Yeah.
For getting all printed.
And then next week we'll start asking for people who want to carry them.
Yes,
not that's yet. Right. Don't send
so
that
So it's
yet.
Just ideas for now.
Yeah.
So here's what we've got, potentially.
Okay.
Dominic's face.
Yep.
Don't like Chris Moyles, sorry.
Yes.
James's face in an outfit.
Of some description, yeah.
A flag with Latin on it.
Mm-hmm.
VIP toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Flaggy May with a picture of Rod Stewart.
Or Rod Hull, still to be decided.
Run, he's got a flag with a picture of the Proclaimers.
Sorry, did we say the Proclaimers?
Yeah.
We're losing ourselves in the joke.
Yeah.
And can we have our friend back, please, with a picture of Pippa?
Yes, I think that should feature.
All potentials, but not yet guaranteed. We will we'll try and wrap this up tomorrow.
Radio X Glastonbury Flags.
For 2025.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Get your own UK-based account manager, a beekeeper, for support with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Searching for a holiday? Here's an idea. Don't type cheap flights to wherever into your browser. You know you do it. Search Kayak instead. Let us do the finding for you. All the great flight deals from hundreds of travel sites, all in one place. Go on, do it. Do it. Listen to the waves. They're calling your name. Not literally, obviously, unless your name is Kayak. Kayak! You're thinking about it, aren't you? Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
He's blue, he's fluffy, and he's crash-landed into Odeon. Gather your Ohana for some mischievous fun.
Adorable little psychopath.
With the wildly funny Lilo and Stitch on the big screen at Odeon. Book your tickets today at odeon.co.uk or on the Odeon app. Odeon, we make movies better.
New Aquauna Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade Aquauna Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aquauna Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
We're still discussing flags off the air, by the way. We're still talking about it. We will go through it. We just got, like, so many messages. with flag ideas. So we'll scroll through those later today. We'll get a big list tomorrow. This could be a half hour of the show tomorrow, just literally reading our potential flag names and all of us laughing. Absolutely flagtastic.
Still a good one, that though, isn't it?
And yeah, so we'll do that tomorrow. In the meantime, Dominic Burns got your news. Just gone 9 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, 18 years after the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, police are starting new searches in Portugal today. They're being carried out close to where she went missing in the Algarve in 2007. It's being led by German police as the main suspect is in prison there. Sky reporter Dan Whitehead is at the search site.
There were some tents put up there, a number of police vans in place, and the officers described to me that this would be a large-scale search. He wouldn't go into specifics of exactly whether this is intelligence-based.
In other news this morning, the Environment Secretary has told Radio X the government has no immediate plans to take control of the UK's biggest water company. Steve Reed says they are ready to act, though, if Thames Water goes into special measures. This morning, the company revealed a US firm is no longer investing in them. The Chancellor is threatening to sue the former owner of Chelsea to make sure money from the sale of the club goes to Ukraine. The Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich was forced to sell the West London club in 2022. That's over his alleged links to Vladimir Putin. Billions of pounds has been frozen in a UK bank account since then. And an old Gallagher signed guitar is amongst items being auctioned off in London next month, proceeds going to UNICEF. More than 430 pieces of music, animation, film and gaming memorabilia are all up for sale.
Well, I'm going to have to switch the text off. I'm going to have to switch my screen off. In? There's so many good ones. But Rich from Bristol has just really tickled me.
What's he saying?
It's just an idea for a flag. What words to put on a flag?
What's he saying?
If you're happy and you know it, boobs.
Sport.
I mean, with your face.
Right, it doesn't have to be my face.
It does have to be your face.
Crystal Palace are holding talks with UEFA today about whether they'll be allowed to play in Europe next season. They qualified for the Europa League after beating Manchester City to win the FA Cup. The club now need to prove they haven't breached multi-club ownership rules, though, as their shareholder, John Textor, also owns Lyon, who have qualified for the competition as well. England boss Serena Wiegmann says she'll have one eye on the Women's Euros when she's picking her team for this evening's Nations League match in Spain. Victory in the final group game in Barcelona would secure a place in the semi-finals. Wiegmann says some players have been managing injuries, though, and the priority has to be next month's tournament in Switzerland.
We have to see how the game goes and how intense it is, but yeah, there's absolutely a couple of players that we are aware of that we have to take care of them too, not taking too much risk.
Also in the Nations League later, Scotland travel to the Netherlands, Wales take on Italy, the Republic of Ireland will play Slovenia.
Joe has suggested if we're going to have the Flaggy May because of Rod Stewart,
yes.
How about the words Flaggy May with a photograph of Patrick Stewart?
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
I like that better than the picture of Rod Stewart. Cloudy with blustery showers first thing across the UK, clearing later, sunshine in the southeast. It's going to be quite warm today. 20 degrees is the high. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
How about this? We get a flag made up that says Flaggy May.
Right.
We send the flag to Rod Stewart.
Ah.
We get a photograph of Rod Stewart holding the flag. Then we make that photograph the actual flag.
That would be lovely. Very meta. That would be good.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to happen?
No.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Rod Stewart, yeah, he's a legend, isn't he, this year?
He is. Oh, they'll be rammed.
Glastonbury lineup 2025. You're the only one, pretty much. Phoenix, you're not going, are you?
No.
Oh, it's Phoenix there. What's your catchphrase again, Phoenix?
It's a lot of pressure, that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure, that.
Yeah, no, I'm not, unfortunately.
Me and Phoenix will be watching at home on our televisions.
Oh, yeah, comfy as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And the toilets are cracking around mine, Phoenix.
Oh, they're great in mine too.
Yeah.
So you've got 1975, Biffy, Alanis Morissette, Busta Rhymes, Wet Leg. Are you going to go see Wet Leg, Captain?
I imagine so.
Yeah.
I haven't sort of looked at the timings if they're out yet.
Blossoms are playing. Fatboy Slim's playing. This is all on Friday. Inhaler, Franz Ferdinand.
Inhaler would be good. Make sure you go and watch Inhaler.
Supergrass. Now, I really, 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 really like Olivia Rodrigo.
Mm. Oh, me too.
But there's two issues with this. Number one, it's Sunday night.
Rise.
And normally I really pray to God that the Sunday night headline is someone that I'm really not that bothered by.
Yeah.
So then I can kind of leg it off site and have a couple of drinks and then realistically get to bed relatively sensibly time because I'm on the radio the next day.
Yeah.
So that's one reason. But the other reason is I just feel... I think Olivia Rodrigo Vampires is one of the greatest pop songs ever written and produced. I think it's absolute class. I think it's an incredible, incredible song. I think it's brilliant.
Mm.
One of the greatest pop songs I've ever heard in my life.
Right. Wow.
Acclaim.
But yeah. She also does lots of other songs like, oh, my boyfriend is ghosting me. I'm wearing roller skates.
What you're
or
saying
whatever.
Is you feel a little bit old.
I feel like a dirty old man.
Right.
I feel like a dirty old man.
Yeah.
I'm there. I said it.
Mm. Is that a flag I did?
I'm too old. I'm too old to be watching Olivia Rodrigo.
I feel like a dirty old man watching Olivia Rodrigo. We'll have that as a flag. That'd be perfect. I know what you mean.
Wet flag.
Wet flag. Wet flag. Wet flag.
Write that down, James. Wet flag.
That's in.
Wet flag.
No, so I really like Olivia. Now, Captain, where are you on Olivia Rodrigo?
Oh, I'm a fan. Yeah. I imagine I'll be there Sunday night.
Okay, but that's all right, though.
Why?
Well, how old are you?
33.
All right, so we're the same age. So that's okay.
You've got a Glastonbury t-shirt on, Captain.
I'm wearing a Glastonbury t-shirt today.
I've just seen he's wearing it.
From which year?
From last year.
Oh.
That's a lovely t-shirt.
It's nice.
Yeah,
stuff.
Very colourful.
And has it got the lineup on the back?
Does it have the lineup on the back?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Scissors on
there. Oh, yeah, scissor.
Yeah. That was last year, wasn't it? That was Sunday last year, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yep.
Neil Young, Charlie XCX, Ray, your mate Bieber Doobie's going to be there.
Yeah. I've hung out with Bieber Doobie in a pop-up shop in Shoreditch because I'm pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Kaiser Chiefs are playing. Shed 7 are playing.
So do you think Rod is going to be the main meeting group for the flags? Because there's always
well,
the centre
of... Well, you've got Biffy Clyro on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, and Nothing But Thieves last year was the other stage.
It was, that's true.
And sometimes, I mean, if you've never been to Glastonbury, you've got the Pyramid Stage, which is the main stage.
Mm.
The second biggest stage is the other stage.
Which is still huge.
And they call it the other stage. That is huge.
Mm.
I've stood on that stage... with Jake Bugg a few years ago, and I popped my head out and just looked at the crowd, and you'd think, oh, this is the Pyramid Stage, right? Like, oh no, this is technically stage two.
Yeah.
But then there's lots of other areas as well where it's just it's massive. So yeah, we'll get the flag list together, we'll sort it all out.
Definitely.
We'll try and do it all tomorrow, but we had so many suggestions come in. We could spend the whole show tomorrow just arguing over what to put on the flags.
Yeah, because it's only nine.
No, what? Wet flag is funnier.
Wet flag is nice, actually.
Could we... Where are we legally... Well, legally. Could we have a flag that said wet flag with a picture of the lead singer of
Pictures become
Wet difficult. Leg holding up a tiny flag that said wet flag?
Could be.
Or is it now getting a little bit too weird?
Who's the one in Wet Leg who faces the other way?
Hester.
Why don't we just have a picture of Hester facing the other way? So it's not actually her, just a picture of
the back of her head.
Say wet flag.
Just the back of a girl's head with wet flag. Wet flag. Yeah, I mean, it works for me.
Radio X. Coming up, more hot rockin' radio on your favorite show, The Chris Moyle Show.
Thank you.
Robert Disc Jockey, the quizzical genius, is hosting Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on the show shortly. Plus, if you're like our guest tomorrow, you'd already know this, as Clinton Baptiste chats to us to see if he's predicted the future correctly.
What?
But right now, a slam jamming belting banger of a tune on the mighty Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Did you say Clinton Baptiste is on the show tomorrow? Is that right?
I'm getting the word yes.
Oh, fantastic. Clinton Baptiste, clairvoyant, medium, sidekick.
Oh, yeah.
In the studio tomorrow. It's David Bowie. Changes.
From Radio X.
Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me. Ripples change the sides, but never leave the stream of warm permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Where's the shame you've left us up to her next event? Time may change me, but you can't twist time.
So, hot off the presses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've asked us to read this thing to tell people about stuff.
Okay.
But I feel a bit uncomfortable doing it, and I'm going to be honest with you. It's a read for the Euro Millions.
Yes.
But I feel bad because I'm winning it tonight.
Oh, you're winning it tonight?
Yeah.
I'll see your day.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my time.
Right.
Mm. It's my time to win.
I didn't know you could... Right.
And thanks to our friends at Euro Millions, mm-hmm. I can tell you that tonight's estimated jackpot is an incredible £199 million. You could give...
Good.
You could give your friends... Nine of your friends, £1 million each, nine of them, and you would still have £190 million left.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's
an incredible.
£199 million. Do you know I always said I want 350?
Yes.
I take it back.
Would you? You'd be happy with that, would you?
I think if I win £199 million. But you know what would happen?
What?
If I ever did win it, you can guarantee that that particular set of numbers would have been chosen by 7,433 people, yes. And then the prize gets shared.
Yes.
Chris, you won, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What did he get? $3.5 grand. £199 million is the estimated jackpot for tonight's Euro Millions. Are you in the draw?
I'm in the draw.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm in already.
Well, I'm sorry. I told you, I'm winning it.
Do you choose your numbers, or do you do lucky dip?
I've chosen them, and I've got a bit of a problem with them because there's a few. I spoke to a friend of mine the other week who may or may not be listening right now, and they went, "How many tickets do you do?" And I go, "I think it's 7." Huh? And they went, "7," as if I was some kind of amateur.
Why? How many do they do?
I don't know.
Oh my lord!
I did 3,
and. And yeah, some of my numbers are a bit too similar, but
right.
I don't want to change them because if I change them, then they'll come up the following week.
I always do lucky dip.
Do you not have numbers?
No, I always do lucky dip.
Do you?
Yeah. You don't do birthdays, don't do...
No.
Really?
Well, either one weekend or the one few days you don't play and your numbers will come up then. So I'd have to go lucky
dip. Can you imagine that?
What?
If the numbers you always play don't come up and you haven't played that week. Oh. Oh, man.
£199 million, right? That's just amazing. Let's just all for a moment. What do you do with that?
The first thing I always say is holiday. Just incredible holiday somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to some part of the world, never been to before. Have an incredible time.
I wouldn't know what to do.
And then everything else would worry about it whilst you're on holiday, probably.
Captain, you say you wouldn't know what to do, but you could do a lot.
Mm.
I'd probably just panic and I'd buy a pair of trainers and have a pint and I'd go, what a day. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because you'd be so overwhelmed with that much money.
I say it all the time as well.
You could buy 2 pairs of trainers.
Nobody would believe you.
No.
If you came into work tomorrow and went, I won the Euro Millions last night, we'd be all like, no, congratulations, well done.
Yeah.
There's no way of proving it, I don't think. Because it's not like you're going to be going, no, look, here, take my phone with my details of my tickets on, right? You're not going to be doing that. And also, you wouldn't have it yet, I don't think.
Mm. No, I guess it takes a while. Don't
so I go, okay, you won the Euro Millions. All right, go and buy me a car now. You go, oh, well, a car, I don't have the money, but yeah, you're full of it.
How much would you give each of us if you won the Euro Millions, Captain?
I wouldn't even remotely tell you.
Or you just give us
an amount.
Just give us an amount.
No, I wouldn't give you anything.
If you win £199 million tonight...
I wouldn't tell you.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If you win £199 million... He's playing tonight.
Well, I might have to now.
If you win £199 million,
yeah.
Would you give me £2 million, please?
No.
See, I'd take a million. I'd take a million.
Yeah, but if he gives you a million, you got to pay tax on it. If he gives you 2, you pay tax on that.
Oh, so essentially,
so you'd
like
still be a millionaire.
Can I have 2?
You could make Dominic a millionaire.
Yes,
I could.
And you'd have £197 million left, and you're not going to do it.
Yep. Oh, burn.
That hurts. James, what about James? Would you give James money? Yeah, you've known James longer than myself and Chris.
We'd go for a pint, but I wouldn't.
Would you give any of us?
No.
Would you give? Oh wow! I didn't even finish it.
Not a penny, because that's incredible. It's worth saying if me and Chris were to win.
You wouldn't even think
before
of
this conversation. We would have definitely given you.
No, you wouldn't have done.
Oh, 100%.
No way. No way, Joseph.
I'll tell you what, Dom. Here's what I'll do.
Come on.
If I win 199 million. If I win 199 million tonight, I'll give you £2 million.
No way.
Deal.
Thank
I'll
you
hand
very
on
much.
It.
Thank you very much.
That's nice.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
That's a nice
gesture.
Would
you actually do that?
Yeah.
Do you know what, Chris?
Yeah.
If I win 199 million, I'll give you £2 million.
I love that.
And I reach over.
What are you reaching over for?
Shake hands.
What's happened?
Are we not doing 2 mil?
Oh, I was just done it with Dom.
Yeah, it's just me.
Jesus, James, I'm not made of money. The Chris Miles Show. Anyway, good luck tonight. Radio X. You won't need it because I'm going to win.
The Chris Miles Show.
With Skoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
Hey, mate, didn't you used to drive a diesel?
Yeah, why?
If it was a Ford, BMW, Mercedes, Nissan, or loads of others, you could be owed up to 10 grand in compensation.
What, like that VW emissions thing?
Exactly. VW drivers got on average over 2 grand each a few years ago. Now loads more diesel drivers can claim. Just enter your reg at jointheclaim.com.
I'll check in now.
Be quick, or you might miss out.
Driven a diesel? You could be owed thousands. Check now at jointheclaim.com.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But Squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay. No worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's EuroMillions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Dad?
Yes, son?
You know you're bald.
Yes, son?
Does that mean I'm going to be bald when I grow up?
If you're lucky, son. If you're lucky.
Bald Bro. Mattify, moisturise and UV protect. It's what bald guys actually need for Father's Day. Head to bldbro.com because not all heroes have hair. Bald Bro. Skincare for bald guys. Finally.
So, close your eyes. Picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Global Player, the official Radio X app.
With podcasts like The Crisis Room.
Have you ever wondered how the decisions that keep us all safe are really made?
Join me, Mark Urban, former Home Secretary Amber Rudd, and former CIA officer Mark Polymeropoulos,
as we unpick some of the major crises facing the world and what's at stake for our future.
The Crisis Room. Listen to the latest episodes now on Global Player.
The official Radio X app. Download it now for free.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Miles E.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, someone will win a holiday to Nice.
Nice.
Nice for someone. And have you heard the one about the golden lobster?
No.
It was a rhetorical question, actually.
Oh.
4 till 7 thing. 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Grab a tasty Greggs deal and buy yourself some time. Then your lunchtime doesn't have to be all about lunch. You could squeeze in a little time. Or some time. Maybe some time. Even some time. Right now for lunch, it's Southern Fried Chicken Goujons, wedges and any drink from only £5 time. Greggs, bag some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show. Everybody else is crap compared to us.
Radio X.
Okay, a photograph of Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
With the words, "It's too late. I've seen everything."
Okay, I like that. It's subtle.
Yeah.
And I like it a lot.
That was from Daniel, just messaged in.
That's very good.
I don't get it.
Well, that's the problem. Not everyone will.
Okay, Wet Leg with a photo of Dr. Leg from EastEnders.
That's really good.
Do you think we could AI it so he looks wet?
So he's got what, wet leg. He's been paddling.
Or he's holding an umbrella.
Yeah.
That could work.
Yeah.
Dr. Wet Leg.
Dr. Wet Leg.
Dr. Wet Leg.
Yeah. Dr. brackets wet, close brackets leg.
But do you know, how about a big flag saying, "I love the 1974?
That's nice.
Captain didn't like that one. They're not all winners. Well, seemingly
you don't know.
Do you know what?
I have to sit with you for a few days.
On a Sunday afternoon in Glastonbury, after everyone's been there for 5 days, everything would be hilarious.
Everything's funny.
So it doesn't matter.
It's all about the 1976, the 1974 or so last year.
Absolutely. That's good.
The 1975.
There's something in there, isn't there?
You could have the 1975 or so 50 years ago. You could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you like that?
That's funny.
Okay, good. There you go.
There's something in there.
Just stop laughing, Captain. Stop it.
It's just so funny. I can't stop laughing.
Tomorrow looks like we'll do a good chunk of time on the Glastonbury flags for this year, 2025.
You gotta step up your game to make it to the top, so go. Got a little competition, now you gotta find out how to cope with living on your own. Let's make this happen, go. We're gonna show them a lesson, make it work and it can work for you. And you know that it will. Let's get this started, go. Time to make a little better. It's only going up, just one thing then another. You know, you know. It took a little time to make a little better. It's only going up, just one thing then another. You know, you know. Let's make this happen, girl. We're gonna show them it's something that could work and it could work for you.
Cinema Club, something good can work out, and can you work out the answers to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz?
Back by popular demand.
Come on.
This so is Rob DJ's Pub Quiz, only on Radio X.
And here he is, it's Rob.
Morning, Rob.
Morning, guys.
How the devil are you all?
Yeah, well, I'm excited.
Why?
Because I'm winning the Euro Millions tonight.
Oh, so am I. I've just put it on because you reminded me.
Oh, okay, so
199 million.
What's the first thing you'd buy, Rob?
Well, if he's winning,
I'd buy you all a Freddo.
If he's winning and I'm winning. Mm. Do you know what? I'd take 99 and a half million pounds each.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really decent of you guys.
Yeah. I would as well.
And then Rob and I will have the best B&B in Blackpool.
Yeah.
Have a couple of lagers.
You won't see my backside for dust. See,
for 99 and a half million pounds, you'll flash it.
Are you wearing a waistcoat, Rob?
No, you say that every time I've got one of these.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. It's your stripy top on it.
Look at a waistcoat.
It's like playing snooker.
It's a nice top.
I like it.
It's nice.